Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Stella Bronson to commence another episode of Office Wife.
I'm absolutely certain there's something funny in the wind, and that Harry Palmer's at the bottom of it. One night about 3 weeks ago, he met me and said he was leaving Tressida Bendigo's. Asked would I please type out some letters for him, applying for other jobs. Well, you know me, good-hearted Bronson. I took him up to my office and typed the things. But yesterday when I saw Palmer, he seemed to have forgotten all about it. So I've been asking myself, just why did he want to get into my office that night? The letters were only an excuse, I'm positive about that. And knowing our friend Harry Palmer as I do, I'm having a word on the subject with Jeff Pilgrim. The only trouble is, now that Jeff has his wife with him all the time as his secretary, it's not terribly easy to see the man. And I'm certainly not going to discuss Harry Palmer with him in front of Marcia. Perhaps I'd better tell a white lie. Well, here goes. Good morning. Mr. Pilgrim's office?
Good morning, Marcia. Stella here. May I speak to Jeff?
Oh, yes. Hang on a second, Stella. For you, Jeff.
Right. Morning, Stella.
Hi there. You're wanted by Mr. Puller at 10. Can you make it?
Oh, I suppose I'll have to. What is it? I'm absolutely snowed under. He must know that. Can't you tell me over the phone?
He said he wanted to. That's all I know.
All right, I'll be there. Don't hang up. I think Marcia wants a word.
Shove on.
Here you are.
Oh, listen, Stella. Harry Palmer says you're making up our foursome for Saturday night.
That's right. Thanks very much. What shall I wear? Long doings or what?
Well, we thought of dinner and some dancing at the Ambassador's, and we might go on somewhere after 12, so it'd better be formal. Does that suit you?
Yes, of course. Oh, be a dear. Don't be so gorgeous that you'll disgrace me.
My dear good woman, I could ask the same of you. Cheerio. Oh, if I don't see you before, we'll pick you up about, what time, Jeff?
I'll say about 8-ish.
Jeff says round about 8. Bye for now.
What Benny wants me for this morning, I don't know.
No, I expect it's something to do with his new plans.
Yes, but he must realize we're working our heads off to get things ready at this end. Well, come along. Let's see how much we can get done before 10. Can you attend to the space race as I sing them out? Really, Stella, do you mean to sit there and tell me I've only been dragged around here
please,
just to...
Please, darling, don't get wild until you've heard what I want you for.
All right, shoot. It better be good.
Jeff, I'm worried about you and Harry Palmer.
Why should you be?
Well, I know that man. You can say I'm going off my head if you want to, but he's definitely cooking something up. Since the moment I set foot in Tressida Bendigo and Company, I've known he was crazy about Marcia.
Oh, rubbish.
He is. That's why I can't tell you all this in front of her. Now, I hate telling tales, Jeff. But while you were away, he saw a lot of her. Oh, nothing to be upset about. But he saw her. And he also thought he was firmly settled into your position at Bendigo's.
I've been over that with Palmer. It all seems above board to me. The chap thought I was drowned, same as everyone else.
But he's taken your return too calmly. Jeff, there's so much I'd like to tell you, if only I could.
Now, just a minute, Stella. You pitched a yarn about Puller on the phone, just to get me out of my own office and into yours. All you've done so far is dither. Exactly what are you driving at?
Now you're here, it all seems so ridiculous that... Well, I may as well start at the beginning. It happened nearly 3 weeks ago. And I thought there was something fishy about it at the time. And then last night, after I'd talked to Harry Palmer till well after 12, I was certain of it. He rang up this particular night and asked if I'd meet him. And we had dinner at Lakeside Inn. Then he asked would I type some letters because he was fed up with Bendigo's and he wanted to apply for other jobs.
Jeff left about a quarter of an hour ago, Mr. Fleming, but I'll ring through to Mr. Puller's office and tell him at once. You can leave it to me. Millie, get me Mr. Puller's office, will you, as quickly as you can? I want to speak to Mr. Pilgrim. Yes, he's there at the moment. I'll hang on. Poor old Jeff. Everyone wants him at once. Now, where's my pen? I'd better chop these figures down as Jeff sings them out.
Hello. Is that you, Mrs. Pilgrim?
Oh, yes. Can I speak to Jeff for just a minute, Mr. Puller? I won't keep him a moment.
I'll say you won't. What makes you think he's here in my office?
Isn't he? I more or less took it for granted.
Listen, Mrs. Pilgrim, I'm busy this morning. I don't know where your husband is. All I know is he's not here.
But you wanted to see him at 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock, I wasn't even in the building.
Then what on earth did Stella Bronson mean when she said you wanted to see Jeff right away?
Did she say that?
Yes, I spoke to her myself.
All right, hang up now and I'll look into it.
I wish you would, Mr. Puller. Oh, surely those two aren't still going behind my back. Oh, no, not after everything.
See, Jeff? I keep a sort of inventory of all the stuff in my office. And I searched high and low for something Palmer might have wanted to lay his hands on. Well, what else could I think? He must have wanted something. Those letters were only an excuse to get in here.
Well, he might have wanted to hold hands.
Here, in my office. When we've been in his car all night and out of Lakeside Inn. Even Harry Palmer manages better than that.
All right, Stella. You searched high and low, and what did you find missing?
Well, I know you're going to laugh, but the only thing I could find was some Puller Corporation letterheads. Only a few sheets, a dozen or so, perhaps.
Now, what in the wide world would Harry Palmer want with a few sheets of Benny Puller stationery?
If I knew, would I be wasting time worrying my head off?
Why should you?
Oh, you fool, it's you I'm thinking of.
I'm inclined to think you're making the whole story up. And I'm beginning to take a very meager view of it.
Jeff, surely you know me better than that.
But it's all so silly.
I can't help that. The stuff was gone. I know, because I had so little left in the drawer. I remember asking the office boy to get me some more the very last thing that day. I'm certain of it, Jeff. Harry Palmer came up to my office that night just to pinch some of Benny Fuller's letterhead paper. And I don't care what you say, I'm worried stiff about that man. Call it intuition if you want
I'm certainly not going to call it reason or logic.
Oh, here you are. Now, see here, Pilgrim. Since when have my premises been a fit and proper place for you to see Miss Bronson on the side? I've just been speaking to your wife.
It's nothing to do with Jeff, Mr. Puller.
You keep out of this, young woman. Let him speak for himself. Well?
Sorry, sir. I leave at once.
You won't leave till you've given me an explanation.
Please, Mr. Puller, it was entirely my fault. I had to see Jeff about something very personal. Well, not personal exactly, but private. It was terribly important, and I said you wanted to see him just to get him here.
Look, this is no good to me. What's going on? I'm not going to have this place turned into a three-ring circus. If you two want to get together, it's not going to be here. Do you understand? I'm talking to you, Pilgrim.
I understand, sir. It won't happen again.
It had better not. It's lucky for you, Miss Bronson's taken the blame. You'd better get along. I want to talk to her myself.
Of course. Excuse me.
Well, Miss Bronson, what's the score? I thought we'd come to an understanding about your attitude towards that chap.
I know. I suppose you think this business had some romantic overtones.
And you're going to tell me I'm wrong.
You are.
Well, suppose you tell me just what is going on. If I had any sense, I'd turn you out. Using my name to get Jeff Pilgrim here for a quiet half hour at 10:30 in the morning. As if you couldn't wait till after 5.
I couldn't see him alone any other way.
What did you want to see him at all for?
Mr. Puller, I had to. If I tell you the whole story, will you promise not to do anything yet? Please.
Let's hear it first. But, well, confound it. Are you still in love with that fellow? Come on, I want to know, and don't tell me it's none of my business. Are you?
Heaven knows I'm not getting any fun out of it. Yes, Mr. Puller, I am.
Well, darling, did you see Mr. Puller?
Yes.
Was it very important?
Well, I was practically thrown out of the office.
Whose? Not Mr. Puller, surely.
You know as well as I do. You spoke to Puller on the phone a few minutes after I left, didn't you, dear? I was heaved out of Stella's office because Benny Puller didn't even know I was there, much less want me on business.
Then what sort of game is she playing, Jeff? Oh, surely it's not going to begin all over again. What did she get you round there for this morning?
Do you mind if we don't go into it now, Marcia? She told me a few things that need a lot of thought.
I'll bet they do. Such as what?
Well, can't it wait till we get home tonight?
No, it can't. I want to know, and I want to know this minute.
All right, then. She told me a few things. Among others, about you and Harry Palmer. You've some explaining to do, Marcia. You may as well begin right now.
That's her game. She can't do anything else. So now she's found out something about Harry Palmer and me, she's trying to make the most of it. Well, I've done nothing to be ashamed of yet. But if she thinks she's going to start seeing my husband again, I will. And how I will.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.